the Texas Rangers aren't going to go to bat for the LGBT political agenda. It's Monday, June 12th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Hey, if you've ever wanted to explore the biblical roots of self-governance, 2024 could be your chance. Learn more about a trip I'm leading to Israel at texasscorecard.com/Israel trip. That's texasscorecard.com/Israel trip. Let's go ahead and jump into today's news. An elementary school teacher's aide from Henrietta is accused of using Snapchat to create and distribute homemade child pornography showing himself assaulting a very young boy. 19-year-old Blaine Tyler Frost became certified as a teacher's aide in January, but a month later he allegedly posted the video to Snapchat. He's been charged with indecency with a child by exposure, indecency with a child by sexual contact, and possession with intent to promote child pornography. Frost works with children in the Henrietta Independent School District along the Texas-Oklahoma border. He's currently being held in the Clay County Jail on a $1 million bond. Meanwhile, an unnamed teacher in the Jacksboro Independent School District was apparently arrested in April for having an improper relationship with a student. Police waited 7 weeks before notifying the public late last week. After the 88th session of the Texas legislature failed to see several conservative priorities passed, GOP Chairman Matt Rinaldi is calling out House Republicans for siding with Democrats. Rinaldi said the GOP-dominated House watered down conservative legislation and refused to vote with the party's principles in mind. He said that between now and the GOP primary in March 2024, the party will be working to educate voters about which lawmakers have been working with Democrats to thwart the Republican agenda. You can find the full interview Rinaldi conducted with Chris Salcedo for the Salcedo Storm podcast on the Texas Scorecard website or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Even as corporations and organizations promote the LGBT political agenda throughout the month of June under the banner of Pride celebrations, the Texas Rangers remain the only Major League Baseball team refusing to do so. Back in 2003, the Rangers attempted to host an informal gay night where, without officially marketing the event, they invited several LGBT groups to the stadium. The event was met with heavy protest, and they've held fast to their decision ever since not to host another Pride celebration. Despite complaints from homosexual pressure groups, the Rangers reportedly have no plans to go to bat for the LGBT agenda. When the Texas Minute comes back, we'll talk about Governor Greg Abbott's border buoys.
Do you trust the news? It's almost impossible to know what to believe these days. That's why we started Texas Scorecard. We're Texans, focused on the stories that actually impact you and your family. The issues you care about, covered by people who share your values. Texas Scorecard, real news for real Texans.
Late last week, Governor Greg Abbott announced plans to implement a wall of security buoys in the Rio Grande River. The devices will be placed across a 1,000-foot stretch of the river near Eagle Pass by the beginning of July. While the buoys are designed to be difficult to climb over while in the water, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety was unable to explain how the system would deter anyone who simply swims under them. Chris Russo is the president of Texans for Strong Borders. He says that static barriers like these border buoys are only useful as part of a broader plan to repel illegal aliens. You can check out the details of this story that is mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Sully Rice, Matthew De La Cruz, and Emily Wilkerson. The Texas Minute was produced today in the 1836 studios by Walker York. And if you'd like more information about that 2024 trip to Israel, visit texasscorecard.com/Israel trip. That's texasscorecard.com/Israel trip. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.